Hey, everybody. It's like went from my looms ahead. Sorry. It's another exciting episode of Extra, Extra, Extra Features, Features, Features.
What about that old host from that old show called Two Geeks, M2C? Have you seen that guy at all?
Those guys are losers.
Yeah, they suck.
From the video vault.
Yeah.
With the stale cheese.
I have a question for you guys.
Well, who are you?
I'm Simon, I think.
Okay.
I'm had a coronary attack.
Yeah, exactly. That pizza is, oh, man. Well, I'm Kevin.
Well, that would make me Bob, the intern.
Okay,
I do have questions. We have things to go over. Let's go over things we need to go over first.
All right.
We have a page now, a website, extrafeatures.ca.
Oh, my God.
I know. I finally got to it. So if you don't download the episode through iTunes, you can get it on our feed. We have a Facebook page, which I don't do anything on, but I probably will be better.
You know, I was actually contacted by Facebook and asked what movies we would be reviewing in a future episode.
By Facebook.
Somebody on Facebook who saw that I think I put a link up and said, oh, yeah, we do this podcast thing, you know, whatever.
Well, there you go, see?
Yeah, so we have fans.
I think that's fabulous. Finally, 48 episodes into
it. Fabulous fans of Extra
Features. Okay, so we have a Facebook. Sign up to our Facebook page, Extra Features. If you give us an iTunes review, we will review a movie of your choice. And yes, Bob, that will not include Mamma Mia. We've already done Mamma Mia, so you can't log into your iTunes account and make us review it again.
Has anyone actually
One person, anybody wants to do it, I promise. If they make it, I will personally watch it.
But what if it's something we've already reviewed?
Then they can't put it up there. They got to pick something else, and I'll send them the episode they're missing.
All right, okay.
I mean, we've never reviewed Private School, Porky's, Popeye.
Never reviewed Private School?
You're just looking at my shelf.
I'm just looking at your shelf, looking at movies, going, what do we haven't reviewed?
Oh, I own Private School, too, so.
Yes.
But we have reviewed Free Enterprise, which was one of Kevin's movies.
That's a great movie.
So, and I have a couple shout-outs, because I need some, I promise these people, I have a shout-out.
You're shouting out?
Shouting out, thanking these people. Jason, you know who you are. Ian, you know who you are. And Karen, you know who you are. And the most important guy, Michael, thank you for helping me fix the website.
Thanks, Michael, whoever you are.
Without him, we would not have a www.extrafeatures.ca.
So, when you say you know who you are, I presume they know who they are.
Well, I hope so. Well, I just meant they know. I don't want to give their
full names. They're actually listening.
Yeah, their full names.
Okay, all right.
I mean, if they want
those are the five people that listen to the show.
Well, no, those are the five people I know that listen to the show. You can shout out to your buddies.
Yeah, but I don't. None of them listen to the
show. There you go. So, you have no friends.
No, so, I just don't tell them I do this.
So, does anybody want to talk about that crazy convention kind of thing that was in Toronto?
Fan Expo.
Which convention?
The Fan Expo thing that I didn't
go
to.
You didn't go to.
I didn't go.
Neither did I.
I apologize.
You didn't go? I thought you went.
No, I couldn't.
What's wrong with you?
I had other...
I got in line and then decided not to go.
I looked at your prices and then said no. Those lines were freaking crazy.
I heard it was great. So that's good.
I actually saw the line. I was going to a Blue Jays game, and I saw your lineups, and they were all the way from
my lineups. Well, the show's lineups.
I'm including you because you worked for them. Okay, I saw the lineups. They were going from the convention center all the way to almost the Rogers Center. So that was a long line.
You know what? I think that's great. You know what? I think that
the turnout was amazing.
I think that's quality for the show. I remember going to the show 10 years ago and hating my experience. Like there was nothing to buy. The guests weren't the greatest, and I didn't enjoy my experience. Whenever I've gone lately, I've been very satisfied.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know Kevin, and Kevin knows me, and anybody that knows me will tell Kevin if I'm not happy, he would have heard about it.
I hear about it,
I would have gone, Kevin, this is crap, why am I here?
You didn't go.
I didn't go. I just had other things to do. Like, I have a stack of comics, and I'm talking at least 200 to read. Why do I need to buy more?
So you can read more.
I haven't picked up my new books in 6 months.
I just have to say that whenever I did go, I enjoyed it, so kudos.
They're paid for, and my friends picked them up. I'll get them off them eventually. November, you're the next con, I will.
Okay, Fred will bring them down.
Fred will bring them down to me. November 21st.
November 21st.
Jamal is a Supergirl artist.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Have you guys been garage sailing last summer? Summer's over now, pretty much. Garage sale season's over.
I don't think I went to a single garage sale.
Well, I just have a question. I go to garage sales, I see DVDs for $1.
Yeah.
And I bought them.
Yeah.
Is that a reasonable price for used DVDs?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stores, like, you go to Blockbuster. I went to Rogers the other day, because I looked to see what their used Blu-ray prices are like.
And
I noticed their used DVD show, they had stuff for $3.99 and
$3.99. Really? Yeah. Blu-rays?
No, DVDs.
DVDs. And Blu-rays are?
Blu-rays tend to go from $10 to $20.
Which I don't think is badly priced for a Blu-ray.
No, no, a little bit more expensive because there's still people that want them.
But the regular DVDs are $4 now, eh?
DVD has become very disposable.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I've been seeing the same, like, the same price. You go to Blockbuster, you go to Walmart. Even Shoppers Drug Mart is doing two for $10.
Seen that. DVDs at Shoppers Drug Mart. So DVDs just come expendable, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Like DVDs
just
have become videos.
Yeah, like videos useless for people.
Yeah.
I mean, I've come to the point I don't keep anything now. I pick it up for a dollar and I move it along.
Yeah, I keep them all.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Anytime I see one that I like, I pick it up. I buy it. I see it about 500 times if I can.
With streaming video and with stuff on demand and stuff like that, there isn't that real, you know, demand for DVD movies like there was before, especially not. On movies that aren't special.
What do you mean
special? There's so many freaking movies, as you know, because we review them.
Well, I watch everything. We know I'm the worst.
But how many of those movies do we review that you'd say, I want to keep a copy of this for myself? This is a great movie.
Out of 100, maybe one?
Yeah.
I'm sort of the opinion there's more than one. Like, you've given me movies that I'm looking at, I'm going, hey, I'd like to buy this, like 500 Days of Summer.
Which was an excellent surprising film when it came out.
Yeah, and you knew exactly the scene I was going to love.
Oh, you know what? Me and Kevin, I think, fell in love with the movie
that
scene.
That was a great movie. I remember watching it and saying, man, this is awesome.
That was one of those films I sat there going, I love Jason Gordon.
He was great in that.
And I enjoy his movies. I don't care if it's a shot, but
fantastic.
If I see that for a dollar, I will pick it up. Same with Inception. And I know I'll find it for a dollar 5 years from now.
Right.
Well, Inception, yes. I want
but
to see
again,
that.
For me, I'm the guy that wants the bells and whistles Blu-ray special edition.
Right.
So I watch all the extra features. I listen to the commentary track. I do all that stuff. I may never revisit it again, but I want the option. I like having it on hand.
So that gets to a question, which I have only for you.
I like
you.
The extra features.
You know when they do a DVD, like Avatar just came out. I know you don't like Avatar. I'm just using it as an example. So you've gone out and spent $25 on the Blu-ray.
No. Okay. I didn't buy it.
Fine. Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Do you have that on Blu-ray?
I have the last one. It's the last
okay.
one.
Okay. When they bring out the next volume, you know, and add more stuff to it, does that annoy you that you have to buy it again?
Absolutely.
Because that to me just, that's why I haven't gone in and kept the DVDs anymore or kept this.
Well,
they keep bringing more stuff out. Like Star Wars is coming
out
on Blu-ray finally.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's coming out in 3D.
Like, do I buy that?
3D.
Oh, is it coming out in 3D?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, guess what?
That was a big announcement last week.
Guess what I'm taking? My 3-year-old's going to see Star Wars all of the
theaters. Starting with Phantom Menace and going.
No, she's not seeing any of that junk.
So,
no, that junk is not.
Have to wait a little while then, because
she's. I will go see them for me.
Right.
But my 3-year-old will see Star Wars, Empire, and thing, and we'll see how she does on Star Wars.
Yeah.
But she's not seen that junk.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
not all the first three.
I'll tell you,
but it's not for her. She's 3.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll sit through it.
So I'll give an example here. You used Avatar.
Yeah.
I specifically did not buy Avatar because I knew. Going into it, that there were other editions coming.
Oh, I knew
like
that, too.
The movie that they released was the movie of Avatar plus a DVD on the Blu-ray edition. So there were no special features. There was nothing. No documentaries. Listen, James Cameron, the guy loves the sound of his own voice. There's no doubt in my mind that he's going to do commentary tracks and, you know, videos. And I love James Cameron. I'm not knocking him. He likes to talk, and he's great about that. He explains the process. I love the process of filmmaking that you get with a Blu-ray or with a great DVD special edition. The good thing is with now they're transferring a lot of films to high definition, looks better on my screen, and they're transferring over all the old bells and whistle extra features that used to be on the DVD special editions. There was a time there when they rushed out Blu-rays, which were just movies and a trailer and stuff like that. So, like, if you, on my shelf here, we're in my apartment right now looking at my video.
We like your apartment.
I have some movies where I have 2 or 3 versions available to me here because I'll have the Blu-ray, but the Blu-ray won't have, like a movie like Made. which I don't know if you've seen.
I can't seem to find a copy. I tried.
I'll lend you the DVD if you want.
I do. I've asked you a few times because you keep putting it on the list and I can't find one. I've looked.
The Blu-ray is just the movie. But the DVD still has a commentary track and documentary and stuff like that. Why that didn't make it onto the Blu-ray, I don't know.
Budget concerns? Does this want to put the Blu-ray out because everybody's
maybe
buying Blu-ray?
I think I was just so excited to see it on Blu-ray, I picked it up and I'm like, wait a second, it's missing this. From Dusk Till Dawn has the DVD special edition, which was a tough thing to get. I had to go to the U.S. to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Again, Blu-ray was the movie-only piece of crap movie. I mean, it's in high definition. Looks great.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't have the extra bells and whistles that the DVD has. So, Bob's in waiting.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, sorry. I know Simon was talking to you about, because you have Blu-rays, and you have Blu-rays and you have DVDs.
Yeah, they're currently all out.
But for those of us...
That is phenomenal.
For those of us who just have the DVD portions, like I know you said, because you like the commentaries, I like the commentaries too. I like the special features, mm-hmm. and because I try to, if I can't find movies with special, I know Simon hates special features. He hates the previews, but I like the special features too on the DVDs. If I can't find it, or if I can't afford it, I'll buy the DVD and. Eventually, like for Grease, say, for instance, I have 3 copies of it. I have it on VHS, I have it on DVD, I have it on something, not Blu-ray, but I have 3 mm-hmm. copies at least.
Laserdisc?
No. Actually, I did it one time, but I got rid of it.
Beta?
Beta,
I think he
it.
Has the KTEL 45 that plays around
actually,
the album.
Actually, in the... I have the soundtrack on tape, I have the soundtrack on a record, I have the soundtrack on CD. So
are there dolls to go with those for you to play with?
No, but I have, you know what I do have? I have the DVD wrapped in a leather jacket.
Does it fit?
Not me.
Oh!
The DVD! And actually, that's signed by one of the actors who was in the movie. So, I bought it especially for that.
Oh, let me think. Olivia Newton-John?
No, that was the record.
Oh,
the DVD was signed by one of the lesser
Oh, actors, that guy. Oh,
Eddie Deason.
That's
who played
it.
Eugene.
Okay.
Jeez.
Speaking of train wrecks, Eddie Deason.
All right, so we're going to start in on
yeah, I think we better start getting
there. There are a few train wrecks on this list.
I'll say.
And let's start with probably the most interesting that it was made.
How did this get made,
but
Kevin?
Train wreck of a film, which is Jonah Hex, directed by Jimmy Hayward, starring Josh Brolin, Megan Fox, Will Arnett, John Malkovich, Michael Fassbender from Inglourious Basterds, 300, and an upcoming X-Men First Class. Tom Wopat, Michael Shannon, and Wes Bentley. Bob.
This is all yours, buddy.
What do you think of Jonah
Hex? I'm punting.
What?
Punting.
First off, Simon is a huge, huge Jonah Hex.
I am.
You're talking about
the
comics.
He has a whole
comics.
Bunch of original art. Yeah, Jonah Hex is a comic book
right.
character.
Right. I know that. I never read the comics. Was a specific reason. I looked at the cover, I thought, no, I'm not interested. But I was at a comic show for this movie, and they were showing clips from it. So I thought, well, why not? I'm going to watch it.
I was at the same show.
I think
that's
yes, you were.
Spring Fantasy.
You were there, you're right. We were there.
And I thought, well, I want to see this. Because it looked a little interesting. I'm on the fence with it, only because, like, it was, okay, it was good, but not being a Jonah Hex comic fan, I didn't know what to expect. But it was plot-wise, where was the plot?
Well, we're going to call you here the layman, then, because you don't really know Jonah Hex.
No.
Did you find that this was a coherent, entertaining film?
Coherent? No. Entertaining, maybe.
What was entertaining about it?
Well, it gave his origin, which like I sort of was familiar with. But not, like, not how
but
it got...
But you didn't know the character at all.
No, not really, but I've seen
the guy is a Western bounty hunter with a scar.
Right.
That's really
how did he showed how he got that scar, but that's what I didn't know. I was a tiny bit familiar with it. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Next!
Well...
I'm on the fence.
Should I do it, or do you want to do it? You're waiting.
Oh, you're
you
dying?
No, I'm
like...
You've got the shotgun ready to go.
Oh, my God. This movie upset me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you. The pain I was in trying to watch this. I watched it twice.
Yeah.
Because I hated it so much first time, and being the probably biggest Jordan Sachs fan of anybody I've ever met. Like Kevin was saying, I do own about 10 pieces of original art for the comics. I have a Tim Truman sketch in my sketchbook. I love this character.
Yeah.
And they ruined it.
Yeah.
I that's your villain? This guy that's trying to stop American from having Confederation? Or was, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I watched it twice. I'm still trying to block it out of my head.
Yeah.
Well, I love when people don't turn off their cell phones during the podcast. Awesome. It's like the guys, back this up. People in the movie theater, why do they answer their cell phones?
Yeah, I don't know. Just hit stop and turn it off.
Yeah, but then they start having a conversation. This was a train wreck. Is this movie at all likable?
You should answer it. You could put it on tape.
Yeah. Is there a point to this movie? Like, right. Megan Fox is in it for what? To show her leg off for 30 seconds?
Well, Megan Fox is in it because she's Megan Fox.
But she's done. She's finished.
Yeah.
We got, what's her face now to look at? Emma Stone.
Okay. Well, she's not as hot as Megan Fox was, but.
Megan Fox is in another movie that's coming up from the film festival, so that should be coming up soon.
I know, with Bill Murray. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
First off,
so is Emma Stone.
I'm not sure what the approach, Jonah Hex to me is a Western character.
Yeah.
He's dealing with Western issues. To me, like the Outlaw Josie Wales, a movie we have never reviewed, which is one of my favorites, is Clint Eastwood. It's basically Jonah Hex.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know, he doesn't have the scar across his, he has a little slight scar, but. You know, that's basically the Jonah Hex movie. It's already been made. So here what we have is someone who may have read some of Joe R. Lansdale's horror-themed Jonah Hex.
Yeah, that's right.
Ones, which you liked.
Which I love.
They're good comics. But they haven't read any of the Jonah Hex comics in the last 4 years.
Which I've never read either, which I'll be honest.
Which are great. They're great Western stories.
Yeah,
and that's exactly where Jonah Hex fits in. He's a relentless bounty hunter, but it's moral parables. It's like, there's no special abilities. Jonah Hex does not have the ability to revive people from the dead to have conversations with them.
Are you saying he didn't do that?
he did in the movie, and I'm like, what the heck? What the heck is this all about?
I can't even talk about this movie. I'm so upset.
Josh Brolin was okay.
He wasn't
terrible. He was sarcastic and bitter enough in the lead role. John Malkovich, you know.
Whatever. Actually, I enjoyed John Malkovich in this film.
Yeah, he was
okay. Was fun. I liked
Megan Fox.
The end of the movie was fine. I liked the cannonball scene when he's trying to get the super weapon.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the only part of any of interest to me was the super weapon chasing.
Barely watchable, this movie.
It's not watchable. It's a piece of crap.
Barely. I didn't find it entertaining. I didn't find it made any sense whatsoever. Good.
So it wasn't me watching it twice, because I fell asleep the first time.
No. I mean, it was so awful.
Okay. I watched it late one night, watched it again late, and I don't think I remember any of it.
You know, if you want, it's sort of like Dune.
Dune? Oh, yeah. The miniseries or the movie?
No, the movie.
That was awful.
If you like the book Dune,
I've read
you
all
can
six.
Put in the movie and you go, okay, I remember how much better it was in the book.
But oh,
this
Dune,
reminds
movie.
Me of this, of it, yeah.
This is just a bad movie. It should
but
not have been made.
Jonah Hex is like, reminds me exactly why Jonah Hex comics were good and how this is not at all.
Well,
like
how did this movie get made? That's really my biggest question.
I think they were looking for superhero films and comic books.
Jonah Hex?
Somebody put it out there and they said, okay,
like,
that's
what
fine.
About
that's
The Flash?
Because superhero, you need powers, all that stuff. You could do all the stuff in Jonah Hex with minimal.
Skullpunter, I think, would have made a better movie. An Indian?
Skullpunter doesn't have the name recognition of Jonah
Hex. Jonah Hex does, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I disagree.
All right. So, thumbs down from
Flash.
Me, from you, and Bob is what? Marginal?
His usual. Waffle. Marginal. Waffle.
Okay.
Bob, why don't we just have food things for what? Sunday, waffle, bacon.
Yeah. Okay.
Or we can grade them on buffets. The Mandarin Buffet. Pizza Hut Buffet. Okay.
All right. How about this film? Date Night.
Ooh.
Directed by Sean Levy, starring Tina Fey, Steve Carell, Marky Mark Wahlberg, Taraji P. Henson, Kristen Wiig, rapper Common. That's a name?
His name was Common.
Anyway, Leighton Meester. I'm getting Leighton Meester.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
She could walk in this Ruffalo. There he is.
James Franco. Works for cheap. Alright, do you
want to
start?
Yeah, I'll start. Okay. I watched this with my wife. Like, we sat down, we like comedy, she likes a comedy.
Yeah, was it a true date night?
Yes, it was. And the first hour we both thought was really good. And then we sort of had some issues. And, I mean, I thought it was funny. I mean, being married and getting to bed, you're gonna have this, she puts her teeth. All those things happen to every married man in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And we both found it very funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought they caught the idea of marriage, having two kids, I thought they hit that perfectly on the head. Yeah. And you need a date night to get out. And you want something different. And I agree with it. I thought that was great. They're going to a different restaurant, and the name changed it. I thought it was all perfect, because I know I would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. To get my wife there, we've gone to this restaurant, we can't get in, we're going to get in, we're going to pretend we're whoever. And I would do the same thing. It worked perfectly for me. I mean, obviously, hijinks occur. They, get mistaken for hijackers.
I wouldn't
know
it.
No, what are they?
Someone who stole money from
someone. Stole money, whatever. And then the hijinks start. That was fine. Until they get to the point near the end and they got to wrap this up and they have nowhere else. They have to go to a strip club and Tina Fey has to do a pole dance? Hello? Nobody ever wants to see Tina Fey doing a pole dance.
I watched it on the plane.
Oh, there you go.
It was probably edited.
Oh, they have the pole dance scene?
I don't remember it.
Okay, they go to the strip club.
Yeah.
And is it James Caan the bad guy? No. Whoever the main strip guy is. Who's this?
I don't know. It's only here with the cast. Is he not on here? Was it James Caan?
I thought it was James Caan. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Whoever the guy running the strip club goes, you, I need you to dance. And I'm like, and she's trying to dance around the pole, and the movie's just crashing for the last half an hour. I don't think they had a way to end this. That was my biggest problem.
I started to fall asleep at that point.
Well, there's my point.
Hour was pretty good. It was pretty entertaining, but I don't remember everything. It's like Stripes. You know, you remember the first hour of Stripes, but you don't remember the second half when they're in the RV. Traveling around Europe. Bob has never seen Stripes. Oh, I guess it's going on the list. Of movies that you won't watch. So, what do you think, Bob? What do you think of Date Night? Oh, I like Mark Wahlberg. He was good. He was good in it.
Yes, he was. Simon said, what was that food-related thing? Mandarin?
A cap in your ass?
Shut up. Mandarin. Okay. I enjoyed the movie. I thought Tina Fey and Steve Carell had good chemistry together. Mark Wahlberg did a good job. As you said, that started to fall at the end. But overall, I think I enjoyed the movie. So I'd give it a thumbs up if I was...
Why did you enjoy the movie? Let's get into why.
Because it was fun.
Like, the first hour was fun.
Yes.
What was the second half an hour that I missed that you found funny? I'm waiting for one scene. And don't tell me the pole dance scene, because that ain't one of them.
No, that wasn't one of them.
I like Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey's reaction to Mark Wahlberg without a shirt for the whole movie.
Well, that was fun. Yeah. I thought that was really good.
That's what he was. For the whole movie, he wasn't wearing a shirt.
But that was fine with me.
When he was off camera.
He was like a super secret agent guy.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, I give this like a thumbs in the middle.
No, I'm going to get... there's also the point where they're on his computer and she's like... she likes his computer skills because he's going like... all Tony Stark with the little things going this way and this way and I'm going,
well, that's
okay.
His job. It does.
Yeah, I know that, but it was... like that part was fun, too.
And what did Sean Levy give up filming? Night Museum 2 for Dinner for Schmucks? He gave up filming something recently.
I don't know. Who cares?
Okay. I do, because I like Sean Levy as a director. I find his movies
really?
Flow nicely. He did Night Museum 1 and 2. He gave up something at Dinner for Schmucks.
Wait a second. What was good about Night at the Museum?
No, I didn't like Night at the Museum. I like his pacing.
You didn't like Night at the Museum?
I hate, we've been through those. I hate Ben Stiller. But I like his pacing. I think people that like movies that move comedies, he's a perfect. He doesn't have the Judge Apatow problem of an extra hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Blake Edwards, Judge Apatow. I think if I meet Judge Apatow ever again, I'm like, so, you a big Blake Edwards fan?
This is Judd.
Judd?
Not Judge.
Oh, Judd? Whatever.
Judge Apatow.
I know, like, he's Asian. I really do.
Yeah.
But he's got the Blake Edwards problem. He really does. Let's extend the movie for another half an hour for no reason.
Oh, God. Let's watch the third hour of Funny People.
Exactly my point. So, Kevin, what did you give this?
You know what? If you're looking for a fluff to watch one night,
watch
I'd say watch...
Oh, that's a fluffer. Sorry.
That's a fluffer. He's a guy that gets you hard before you load for the porn.
There you go. Sorry.
Or she, or whatever. What did I just say? No idea.
Kevin, what have you been doing at your weekends?
Not getting fluffed.
Jack Wade.
Wow.
I'm sending somebody a copy of this episode.
I wouldn't recommend this film. I wouldn't say go and see this. It's like if you have nothing to see and you're at the video store.
Get Fight Club. Jaws.
And you want to watch a new movie.
Never saw it.
M-Bot.
The Town.
That's a new movie.
Okay.
We'll watch that.
Date
night.
We're back. Aren't we doing
Date
Night, Bob?
He did.
I did like it. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
And you're done. Now we're on the next one. Mother's Literal Helper, moving along.
Directed by K. Asher Levin.
Yeah.
And Kyle Gaynor.
Do they have a job? Who is K. Asher Levin? Does anybody know their discography?
James Belushi, Denise Richards, Catherine Morris.
What is this? Okay, this is the stars of people that need cash. Like, Sarah Hyland needs exposure because all she is a Modern Family. Okay, she's one of the daughters of Modern Family. James Belushi is direct-to-video Belushi.
Well, yeah, but he has a new show coming out now.
Oh, God, his last show sucked. Why? The one with the hot blonde and he's
according
the dumb husband? According to Jim.
It wasn't bad.
Oh. Of course, it's not.
Oh, she was on.
I haven't seen his new show, Defenders.
Yes, that's her.
He's in Defenders with what's his face?
Yeah, I don't care. Oh yeah, another guy that Jerry O'Connell. Oh, let's give a new show this year. Didn't have another 12 sacked. Let's give another one. Oh, Jerry, I'm watching in Piranha 3D. Wait till I get to talk about that coming up.
You know, it's appropriate that he was the star of Sliders.
Yes, exactly.
That's where his career has been going.
Pretty much. And Denise, oh, look, I don't have a career Richard because all I do is put my big smiley face on, and now I've hit 40 and hit the wall, I'm not so smiley anymore.
Nevertheless.
Sorry.
What did you think of Mother's
Love? Piece of crap! Oh, my God.
And this is where the teenage kids decide to rent themselves out to the MILFs.
The MILF, right, opposite.
Yeah.
This has been done already, though. That's risky business. It's kind of the same
thing. What are you talking about?
No, it's the same type of thing.
Break it down for me.
Okay. Well, Risky Business was prostitutes and high school boys.
Right. But he's doing a project, like, and he starts a business based on
providing a service
to the kids of school.
Babysitting Club?
Babysitters.
That
was John Leguizamo.
Yeah, that was a little darker than this film.
And that was basically teenage girls deciding to pimp themselves out to older men.
But isn't it the similar type thing as those other two movies, this thing?
Well, Mother's Little Helper is definitely similar to Babysitters.
Yeah, so basically these guys, you know, for whatever reason, they end up prostituting.
They need cash. They need money.
So, you didn't like it?
Got bored. Yeah. I thought all the scenes were the same shots.
Yeah.
Like, it's a shot of them in the bar. It's a shot of them at home. Mm-hmm. Shot them at a party. It's him and the thing with Jim Belushi. It's the same one camera shot. I think they only used one camera to shoot this whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they didn't have to, but it never got any better.
Yeah.
The dialogue I thought was subpar, just very dull, very minimalist. I was like, eh. I mean, I don't know what they're hoping this movie was going to give me. I mean, the housewives, sure, they're attractive. Not saying they are, but it's going to make me like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was very dull. Nothing about this movie ever picked it up.
Mm.
Like, at least Assassination of a High School President, which is very similar to film styling.
Mm.
At least it had something going. It had a plot. It had some dialogue. It had a mystery.
Mm.
This is like, okay, we're going to have sex. You know they're going to get busted at the end. The movie's over.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kevin?
I was entertained by it. I actually kind of liked it. I didn't love it, but...
Actually, the same here. I
watched it and I thought, you know, that was watchable.
It's not something you'd go out and buy, though.
No. I'll never see it again.
Yeah.
But I watched it and I'm like, you know what, that was okay.
Right.
Better than a lot of the movies we watch.
I'll say. I put it up on, like, above 10,000 BC.
Oh, everything is above 10,000 BC. Year one above
10,000
BC.
Barely.
I don't know about that one. Yeah. We're going to strap...
The next movie.
Hold on a second. We're going to strap Kevin for the weekend to his chair and put on year one and right after 10,000 BC.
I'll
let
him by the end, probably.
And then when we've done that, Johnny English.
Oh. I've never seen Johnny English.
Oh, dude, you're going to, because Johnny English 2 is coming out next year.
Oh, man.
Yay.
Just don't make me watch Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, my God. I saw that movie.
Yeah. I need to tell you this. I wouldn't watch that one either.
I've seen it. All right. Death?
Death at a Funeral.
That was Bob after the Mandarin.
Yeah, Bob's the naked guy on the ledge.
He is. Out on the roof. I've seen both versions. I've seen the British version. Now I've seen the American
version.
Wasn't
Peter Dinklage in both versions?
He is. The only character is in both
versions. Because I remember seeing the original version somehow. I don't know why.
I don't know. I just thought this was exactly like the English one. Very similar. I mean, obviously the humor's a little bit different. And done with a little more black humor. Do you know what I mean?
If you've got, where'd he go? James Marsden.
And I love James Marsden. He's okay. Good, he steals this movie, I think.
He does. He's high on what? Whatever he is high on.
Roofies or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He just takes all his clothes off and he acts like, damn.
And I love Peter Dinklage handing out those photos of him and the guy's dad in gay sex positions. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I thought this movie was fun, but I thought the British version was fun. So, I mean, for me, it was just the same movie, just done American style.
I didn't see the English room.
Okay, same thing. Just a little English humor with white people.
I didn't really care for this movie. I didn't really love it, like it much.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's fun. So
there's parts of it that were
what
fun.
What was the thing? I'm trying to remember. There's something with Danny Glover in the bathroom.
Yeah, he got stuck and nobody would get him out. Jordan Morgan wouldn't get him. I can call him Tracy Jordan because
Tracy Morgan was okay in this movie.
They couldn't get him out. It's funny scenes. You know what? I'd rather watch this. I don't know. See, it's not good. I don't want to say it's good. I'm saying I found it funny.
Interesting. It was directed by Neil LaBute. I didn't never caught that.
But I don't think this is a great movie.
He said he's some great movies.
I can't. This just comes in those summer comedies. They're just on. They're usually never good. No, I can't recommend this. I mean, it made me giggle a couple times, but the English one made me giggle a couple times. And then for the next 20 minutes, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Then there's another couple of giggles from me, and then I fall back asleep.
Well, that's you normally with a movie.
Well, James Morrison on the Roof is pretty funny.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's nice to look at... Wait a minute, did we say who's in this movie?
What's Zoe
this?
Saldana?
Zoe Saldana is just smoking hot. And Chris Rock should be stopped allowing to act.
Right.
Who gives that man money? Oh, Chris, we need you, man. Her name. What good move has Chris Rock made? Anybody? Because he's never done it.
Or,
but I did think who the funniest was is Martin Lawrence. I thought was pretty good for Martin Lawrence.
I'm so sick of Martin Lawrence, but he was okay in this.
So that's what I'm saying. He was okay. It was nice to see him not doing dumb movies.
Danny Glover's getting old.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
All right, I don't recommend this either. Bob, what do you think? Would you recommend this or no?
Only for the scenes like with James Marsden. I'd watch it, but I wouldn't want to buy it, and I wouldn't want to recommend it for someone like really wanting a laugher.
Done. All right. I know you're going to want the next one. She laughs. Furry Vengeance, directed by Roger Cumble, whoever the hell that is, starring Brendan Fraser, Brooke Shields.
Can I change his name to Roger Fumble?
Sure, why not? Matt Prokop, Billy Bush, Patrice O'Neill, Ken Jeong.
Yes, that's
Skylar
Patrice.
Skylar Samuels and Angela Kinsey. So, the animals
Bob, you are
up
100%. $10 says this makes Bob's top 10 list. Guaranteed.
Actually, maybe 11.
Hotel for Dogs.
Maybe number 11. Okay. You want me to take this? I'll take it. Furry Vengeance. I saw the trailers for this. Yes, I saw the trailers, Simon. I thought, oh, okay, I want to see this because I love, like, even though he's an idiot, Brendan Fraser's movies are usually funny for me. And this...
Sorry.
This didn't disappoint because, like, it's him with him against the animals, and
it didn't disappoint.
No, because like it was funny, him after getting stuck in the car with all the skunks. I saw that part and I just started laughing.
He's still laughing.
I'm still laughing thinking about it, but there was other parts that were really funny.
okay, take a break. It's okay. You're turning red.
It was good.
Wow. Wow, I mean, no one over the age of 10 should be allowed to see this movie. Because really, it is awful. I mean, Brendan Fraser does the Brendan Fraser thing, which is, he is a fall guy for silly
crap!
Antics, yes.
Crap!
No crap.
I, you know what?
Slapstick.
Crap.
Slapstick.
I'm listening to Bob's review and I'm going, yeah, I guess that was kind of amusing.
No, amusing? What? Somebody that's never seen a movie in their life?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like, somebody's on a desert island for 4,000 years?
Did you ever watch the Lucy show, I Love Lucy?
Yes.
That was slapstick. Marx Brothers, slapstick.
She wasn't fighting Rex.
Hold on a second. Are we comparing Marx Brothers to Furry Vengeance?
Well, no, but it's
soup
slapstick,
Furry Vengeance.
Comedy.
Raccoons?
Slapstick comedy.
No, back this up. You just mentioned the Marx Brothers.
Marx Brothers.
And Brendan Fraser in the same movie.
Long historic tradition of
Zuzu Bits. Could run over Brendan Fraser for all I care.
I agree, but it was still funny.
Oh my god, Kevin, please stop me.
Okay, yeah. So I wouldn't recommend it.
I would.
That's it. That's all you have to say about this piece of crap.
I've been talking about it.
Oh, I can talk about this piece of crap.
All right,
this is not funny. Forest animals trying to knock over a guy with a rock. Did you find that funny?
Yes.
Ha ha! Look, he fell off the cliff.
I'm like, you're kidding me, right? And then, Brendan Fraser's going to take, I don't know what happened to the other guy. I guess I'm going to have to do his job today because I'm Brendan Fraser and I have no career other than these crap family movies. And look, there's my hot wife, Brooke Shields. She's never had a career either. And look at the animals trying to do things to me. And I'm going to go in the porta potty and they're going to put a skunk in there. And god darn it, that's funny. That's comedy. You're right, Brendan. Yeah. That's comedy. And Brooke Shields like, what happened, honey? And this guy got me. How is that funny? What part of that is funny? Ken Jeong being Ken. Oh, there's another guy that drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah. He's
like, I watched him in the MTV Award. Oh, look, I'm Ken Jeong. I'm a funny Chinese guy. I don't care. You suck. Get off my screen. And I'm sitting there this whole movie. And, of course, at the end of the movie, everybody comes together and saves the forest.
Oh,
so now the animals won't kill anybody else. So, I mean, let's break this down. They should have killed those animals. They killed that guy in the car.
They were going to move the animals.
Excuse my language. They're murderous animals.
Are they not? They killed that guy.
Right
at the beginning of the movie, the guy in the car. He drove his car off the cliff.
Yes,
furry vengeance. The ultimate furry vengeance would be to nuke the park.
Exactly.
Back to the Stone Age. What's wrong?
Nothing. I lost my cheat sheet. That's about it. This movie is a piece of crap. There's only one movie
that
has beat this in my top 10
list.
And
there are people that would disagree with you.
So
it's all depending on your point of view, what kind of movie you like.
99%. But there is one movie I think is worse than this year already.
No,
really? What would that be?
I'm not telling you. It's not on this list this year.
No,
sorry, you have to wait.
Is it on the forthcoming?
Like, what? I think you thought I'd like this movie because my favorite comedian of all time is Patricia O'Neill's in it. But no, even he gets it.
I didn't even recognize him until I looked it up.
I was waiting for like 2 seconds.
So. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, right. What a piece of crap. Do not rent Furry Vengeance.
Rent it.
If you see it, burn it on the shelf. Don't even take it off the shelf.
Watch it, but don't watch it with them or your retinas will burn.
I let my 3-year-old try to watch it. She left the room.
Oh,
well, you know what?
Like, what's going on?
I was
on
watching it, and Jen, like, she was doing something else, and she could tell when their parts, when I was enjoying it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I can't.
Take a deep breath, Bob.
Now, finally.
Right, okay, you want to talk about a piece of crap?
We're going to change directions.
Here we come.
Oh, bring it on, baby.
We're going to go a little sci-fi with Moon, directed by Duncan Jones, starring the voice of Kevin Spacey, Sam Rockwell, Dominique Miguel Adam.
Is that like Dominatrix?
And Rosie Shaw.
Dominatrix is legal, you don't know.
Except for now.
Now it's legal.
Yeah, for now.
That's good.
So, Moon, who wants to kick this one off?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This made my top 10 list last year. I thought this movie was phenomenal.
I'm amazed that we're just finally getting
to it. Well, that's now. I'm blaming you guys on that one.
I watched it.
Yeah, love this movie. I thought this made me love Sam Rockwell. Mm. I heard about this movie, said, yeah, okay, put it on, blew me away.
So he's basically trapped up.
He's trapped on the moon. And it's just him on the moon.
And the robot and some videos.
Did this not strike you as a ripoff of 2001 A Space Odyssey?
I could never made it through 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I have.
I tried twice.
I have. It sounded, it was almost similar.
I don't know.
There were some similarities.
Yes.
I love
this. I got bored with it.
I like the clip.
I fell asleep.
That's the whole thing, Bob. You didn't get the jokes.
Yeah. I got it because I looked at the robot that was voiced by Kevin Spacey. Yeah. When he was talking like Hal, they had the little smiley face on them. When he was sad, he goes, I can't describe this on radio. It on a podcast. It the smiley turned downwards, or when he was like, I got that part.
I thought this was great. I loved all of it. I loved how it. Should I ruin this?
Ruin it.
Go ahead, ruin it. It's been
I like how we found out that he was one of many clones. And then every time a clone dies, and they build another one, and then he goes to find, he has to go find his daughter that he sees himself on TV, that he's really there, and one of the clones is calling. I thought that was awesome. Because the whole movie, you got this buildup that he's almost done on the moon.
Yeah.
And he's going to get out. And you're like, where is this going? Is he going to get out? And then you think he dies, and he goes finds himself.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I mean, there's not really much to talk about. It's more of a visual watch kind of movie, but I love the cliffhanger, like the twist that he got back to Earth how many years ago, and his wife had passed away, the woman he keeps, I guess his girlfriend at the time, and he's pining for, and his kid. Awesome.
Yeah.
Love this movie. Strongly recommend it.
I liked it a lot. I wouldn't strongly recommend it, but I would recommend it if you like thinking about the movies you watch.
Yeah, I know, it's hard for Bob.
Instead of just viscerally experiencing watching raccoons killing people. What?
Is your mic turned on?
Yeah, it is. Why? What's going on?
Okay, and nothing, that's better.
Am I spiking?
You're spiking.
I was getting bored there.
You get nothing because you just go quiet. Well, I'm sorry Bob didn't like this. I give two thumbs up. Loved it.
Yeah, I give it a thumb up.
There you go.
All right, we're almost through the new releases.
Something Bob hasn't seen coming up.
Aren't you amazed?
I know, it's so hard.
I think he deserves a
bitch slap.
Oh, here come the bitch slap jokes.
Jacobson, starring Zoe Bell, Julie Voth, Aaron Cummings, Aria Olivo, Rod Melendez, Kevin Sorbo, Lucy Lawless, Renee O'Connor, Christine Ngoyen.
Does it count that at this movie that it was at the film festival in 2009 and I saw the actors? Does that count?
And we're missing
their
yes.
Oh.
You're missing Aeolus.
Who's Aeolus?
I can't remember the actor's name. The guy with the blonde curly hair.
The villain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who he was.
And he was on Aeolus on Hercules for all those years.
Oh, I've never seen an episode of Hercules.
You've never seen an episode? Well, that would have been helpful here. This movie is basically Bitch Slap is good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. It's basically three women for 2 hours beating the crap out of each other with flashback scenes. No straight narrative structure, but they're there at a trailer park trying to find some money, I guess.
Yes, yeah, you're right. They're looking for something.
And along the way, they recount there's this mysterious figure, crime lord. It's violent, it's sexy, a lot of slow cleavage shots.
Really, that one chick in the one that's kind of butchy, trying to pretend she's butchy.
Yeah.
The whole shot of her panning down her cleavage as she's drinking or something.
Yeah, And then there's this,
lesbian scene.
They're digging, and then next thing you know, one of them gets the hose out. And spring. The
hose
that
got like, okay.
Yeah. It's,
gratuitous.
Yes. And this was made by the same company that makes the show Spartacus Blood and Sand.
Oh, well, that explains a lot, then.
Yeah. It's a lot of green screen.
Oh, pretty obvious there were a lot of green screen.
I don't know. I thought this was fun. I enjoyed it.
I think you liked it a little more than I did. I had a lot of it. I love the ending. Mm-hmm. I knew something had to happen. I was kind of like, where is this going? Like, is there a point to this? I like the Flash. Like I said, I think whoever wrote it watches a lot of Quentin movies.
Yeah.
Because I definitely got the Quentin aspect. It's not my cup of tea. It's not what I'd be looking for in a movie. I got a little bored at times because I didn't find it moving fast enough for me. But I can understand people liking it, though, for that reason,
well,
too.
Well, you're aware of the shows Hercules and Xena, right?
No, I know them. I've never seen them.
You didn't watch them, but you know the shows.
Yes.
Anyway, I watched some of them.
Production on those shows shut down years ago, but the people that made them are still out there, and they've evolved to this point where they're doing
direct-to-video
movies like Bitch Slap, and Spartacus is their series, which they do on the Starz Network, which I just watched season one, which is pretty
good. People love it. I have a friend that swears by it.
It's just over the top. I mean,
it's not for me.
One of the actresses, the good one with the red hair.
Yeah, she was the best one of all.
She was the wife of Spartacus in season one. She dies early, but you know, same actress. So a lot of the same people guest star. And direct and whatever else.
But I got a question for you. Do you feel this flashing back stuff's getting a little over now? Quentin does it all the time, this and that. I'm watching the...
It was really overdone in this movie.
Like, I'm like, okay.
Every scene had a flashback.
Like, can we progress? Oh, I came from this. I came from that. It was okay. It didn't do much for me. I think you got more out of it than I did.
Bitch Slap was such a visual film that you just sit back and you're like, whoa, let this...
Yeah.
You know, wash over me these scenes of hot babes.
I just call it fake material. I really can't call it anything other than that. I don't think it's a good movie. I don't know. I don't think it's great.
Not a great movie. I wouldn't say it was the best movie ever, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, there you go.
All right, Bob regrets it already.
Yes, I do, because I wasn't given the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Should have given my house to pick it up.
All right. Almost done. Batman.
It's here now.
The Red Hood.
Oh, is it? Okay, I'll take it.
Did you watch this?
Directed by Brandon. This one.
Yes. Of course, I rented it when it first came out on video.
Starring the voices of Bruce Greenwood as Batman, Jason Eccles, Neil Patrick Harris as Nightwing, John DiMaggio as the Joker, Gary Cole, Phil LaMarr, based on the Judd Winnick and Doug Mankey comics from Batman a few years ago, with the return of the Red Hood, who was the Robin that was killed in the telephone.
Spoiler.
Wow.
Not really. Did you read the comments?
So, Bob, did you like it?
I loved it. As soon as I heard it was coming out into the Blockbuster, I ran out and I rented it. I had to see it, so I did, and I loved it. Like, I thought it was true to, like, I loved every characterization. I loved the Nightwing character, the repartee between Batman and Nightwing never ended. The Red Hood thing coming up. I loved it. It was really good.
Cool.
I give it a thumbs up, definitely.
Simon?
I have more to say than Bob did. I thought this was really graphically violent. I was really impressed.
Yeah, well, the violence was there, yes.
This is what I love when the Joker said he wanted to eat some crowbar and just started smacking Robin in the crowbar. Went, that's awesome. I thought the Nightwing scene was phenomenal. The one big Nightwing thing when he's jumping through the train, Neil Patrick Harris. I thought he worked really well as Nightwing. Much better than I thought he would.
Yeah.
Jason Eccles worked really well as Batman, I thought, which I didn't think was
anything. No, he was friends with Bruce Greenwood.
Who was Batman? Who was Jason Eccles? Red Hood.
He must be Red Hood.
So he was fine. Everybody worked. Bruce Greenwood was really good as Batman. Mm-hmm. I enjoy this much more than I thought I did. I thought it was excellently done.
Yeah.
I wish it had more Nightwing. And I really quite enjoyed the way they did Nightwing. He was happy-go-lucky, jumping around. Much more than I thought he would. This story, like I said, I was just so into this. I remember reading the comics and loving the comics, and the story was just awesome.
Yeah, I can't argue with you there. It was an entertaining film with excellent voice casting. Andrea Romano.
She is
always
amazing.
Always does a great job in casting your films. Bruce
and she makes choices that...
Batman.
I want to know how... I've listened to interviews on her, and she says, I Charlie's trying to get the best talent, but she doesn't really go into why this voice for this part or that voice for that part. I mean, who would have thought of Doogie Howser for Nightwing? But he's just so happy in it, and I like that.
Well, a perfect choice for Nightwing, I think. Nightwing is that kind of character.
Which I know, but I didn't expect that. I mean, I think this is one of the best DVD releases from DC.
Well, they're all pretty good. I'm just looking at them on the shelf there. I mean, Green Lantern, Justice League Crisis on Two Worlds was pretty good.
But I think I like this one better.
I would agree with you on that.
But there's only one I like.
New Frontier.
New Frontier is my favorite.
New Frontier is good.
I think New Frontier is the best. I don't think anything is going to ever
Wonder Woman was very weak.
Yeah, it's just, I thought it was just a dull voice casting. Ares, I thought was kind of dull.
Yeah.
The voice.
Superman, Batman, Public Enemies.
Yeah.
It was okay. I liked it.
So did I.
What else we got? Superman Doomsday, Forgettable. Under the Red Hood. Gotham Knight, Batman.
That was good.
It was different.
Yeah.
We're getting up there, right?
Well, we don't like to go over a certain time limit, so we've
right.
We got four left, so we're going to go
all
over
right.
there. All right,
so anyways, it was good.
Okay.
The Bounty Hunter.
Something else in your top 10 list this year, I'm sure. The Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
Starring, directed by Annie Tennant, which I don't know anything about him. Anybody?
No.
Go ahead, Gav, you can finish it.
Starring Jennifer Aniston, Gerard Butler, Jason Sudeikis, Christine Baranski, Joel Garland, and Dorian Missick.
Yeah, a bunch of people I don't care about, except for one of them.
I didn't really care for this movie.
Care for it? It's a train wreck.
Yeah, I like Gerard Butler, but this one is just...
It's awful. It's unexciting. Jennifer Aniston's like, playing the same stupid character she does every other... I'm just kind of over it. I found the plot was kind of dull. I mean, obviously, Gerard Butler's a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's thinking he's going to get out of the game, and they offer him the contract on his wife, because his wife didn't show up for her court appearance for some reason. Oh, she's chasing a story.
Yeah.
That was it. She's chasing her story. He's like, absolutely, I'm going to take that. Of course, he catches up to her, and they have the relationship issues, the relationship breakdown, what happens, and they have a redemption at the end.
Right.
Who cares? It is boring.
The trailer made me want to see it, but why
really?
I didn't care.
So you got the trailer was good.
The
for
trailer,
this?
Yeah, the trailer was good for it.
Yeah,
I thought this was weak. Like, just a weak plot.
The movie itself, but if you saw the trailer,
I
you
would
have agreed with
I
us.
I never watched trailers.
That's the problem.
I just thought this was a weak
trailer.
Movie.
Actually, maybe that's why you see all these movies.
Well, Bob, what did you think?
Yeah. Well,
how much did you like this?
You know what? I did. Surprisingly enough, it's not going to make my top 10.
No.
It was okay. I had some problems with it, but it was funny in some parts. Like, Gerard Butler's good. Jennifer Aniston, like you said, is who was it? It was either Joel Garland or Dorian Missick. The guy that plays the big, burly, what was it? The guy who breaks kneecaps and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that's called. Anyway, It was okay. Like, it wasn't... And you're falling asleep. It wasn't a perfect movie.
Mamma mia.
Sorry. Snooze fast.
This is an awful movie. It should not be
it's
watched
okay.
by anyone. You know what? I know a good movie. Red Bitch Slap. It'll wake you up right after.
What about the last new movie on our list? She's Out of Your League. Directed by Jim Field Smith. Starring Jay Baruchel. Alice Eve. Mike Vogel, Deborah Jo Rupp from That 70s Show, and Jeff Stutz.
You're missing somebody. J.T.
Saltz.
J.T. Saltz, is that his last name?
Jeff Stutz.
No.
I don't know.
Missing.
Whatever.
No.
Who cares? Did you like this movie or not?
I'm going to run through this. It's a great movie.
All right.
I thought this was fabulous. I laughed. I cried.
So did I.
I didn't like it.
Really?
No.
I thought his friend was me. You know, the guy at the airport says, you know... I used to have a 10, but I screwed up because I'm only a 6.
Well, that was funny, but...
I like this movie.
How does that... How is
I know, something I would say.
Actually, you know what? I know what Simon's talking about, because Jay Baruchel, this was high school for me.
What, you were the 6?
I was the 5, Jay Baruchel.
Well, I thought this movie was fine. Why didn't you like it, Kevin? What part of it? Why don't you like this movie?
I just didn't like it. I mean, the girl was pretty. You know?
You were never a 3 or a 5. I don't think you got that way in high school.
I don't care what
there
was
you go.
There in my high school.
There was
some guys.
Oh, well, that would be no problem.
Yeah.
Well, I thought this was fun. Why didn't you like it? I thought when they, like, his...
I just thought it was creepy.
You couldn't relate to it.
Oh, come
why.
On. When he goes back to visit his family and his ex-girlfriend's living with her new boyfriend at his house. I thought that was kind of funny.
Okay, I didn't.
And I like when Alex Eve shows up and they go, oh, you can go in your underwear. I'm not wearing any underwear. I thought that was kind of funny. Come on. It was cute. I thought this was really good.
I agree.
I'm not saying
it
wasn't teenage humor.
Fluff.
It's very fluffy. I will give you 100% this is fluff. I thought, but
David Barishaw was good in this.
I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
He understands his.
I thought Alex Zeeb was pretty hot.
Yeah, there's no doubt she's hot.
And you forgot. You forgot the Ritter chick.
Ritter?
Her friend with the black hair. I think it's really cute. Yeah, Christian Ritter?
Yeah.
I thought this movie was just fun. It's fluffy. But you know what? Of all the crap we reviewed today, this is the best thing I've seen besides Moon.
And Batman was good.
Oh, Batman was awesome. Right, if you want to see something with your girlfriend or wife or your boyfriend or whatever you're into, I don't think it's a bad movie to watch for fluff.
So it's great. Lame. I thought it was good. I agree with you.
It's not a lame show.
It's a lame show. There's not a lot of good movies on this list.
Okay.
All right. So open it up.
Bob.
Where was that mouse from? Oh,
look, it's that woman that was going to join the show.
There she is.
Whatever happened to her? I have never heard from her again.
Curled up dead in the corner.
Oh, well, she left.
All right. At last, a good movie. L.A. Confidential.
An excellent movie.
Directed by Curtis Hanson, starring Danny DeVito, Kevin Spacey, Russell Crowe, Guy Pearce, James Cromwell, Kim Basinger, Ron Rifkin, David Strathairn, and Alan Graf.
Did I miss anybody in
one freaking word for this movie, and that is awesome.
I absolutely will back up 100%. I hadn't seen this movie in years, and I remember not sure if I liked it or not, but rewatching it, loved it.
I love this movie.
Russell Crowe, when he actually wasn't fat.
Guy Pearce was great.
He was.
Danny DeVito. James Cromwell.
Danny DeVito was pretty much Danny DeVito, but Cromwell was interesting. Kevin Spacey was really good in this.
He was really good.
Basinger won the Academy Award for this, I think, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know why.
You know what? I had to watch this a second time because I didn't watch it years ago, but I watched it a second time because I watched it and I thought, what's this? So, and I heard, like, as you said, Kim Basinger won the Oscar, and I'm going, well, why is it so good? I rewatched it, and I'm going to have to agree with the both of you that it was really good.
We all liked the movie.
Well, we all liked Batman Under the Red Hood, too.
All right. Wow, it's two in the same
That's
show.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Two out of three.
Yeah.
No, I thought this was an excellent movie. I mean, I think I like the twist at the end. I like how they built it up nicely.
Yeah.
They actually did cop research and actually do detective work.
Yes.
Which I don't see in a lot of cop movies. They sort of stumble in the guy. Oh, look, the guy's escaping the window. We got to go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, it's watching Hawaii 5-0 like I do now. They do it every week. I'm like, okay, guys. Maybe you guys should do some actual detective work, which they have to do in this movie because they're relying on stuff that didn't exist way back then.
Aren't you asleep by the time when Hawaii 5-0 comes on?
I tape it.
Hollywood is definitely a character in this film.
Yes.
Old Hollywood.
Yes.
And,
how they hush things up.
Yeah. Another movie in the same vein which does not succeed is The Black Dahlia.
I've only seen half and I fell asleep. Mm. Brian De Palma's last movie.
You know what was a better movie than The Black Dahlia was Hollywoodland.
Hollywoodland is good.
We've never reviewed Hollywoodland.
I thought we did.
I've seen Hollywoodland.
I've seen it.
Yeah, we should maybe put it on the list. Maybe we have reviewed it and we just don't
remember. I'll have to check the list. Oh, that reminds me. If you go to the website, I put the list up.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, hey.
So there are a few. I'm going back through old episodes trying to fix it because there are movies I've missed.
Yeah.
Because, I go through old sheets I collected, so.
If you're looking for a good, classic, modern classic. L.A. Confidential.
Well, where's Jaws fall? Jaws modern?
No. Jaws is 70s.
Okay.
70s are no longer modern.
Well, that's true. I'm getting old.
Do we like the end of this movie?
Did you enjoy the end of this movie? Did you expect the end?
It was a bit of a surprise. But Bud, I'm glad that Bud gets the girl and goes off on this.
Well, it's kind of nice, that he gets him in the end, that Russell Crowe gets the girl, because you're not sure if he does.
Yeah.
Until the very last scene, almost.
Yeah.
And they drive off. And I don't know. I thought Guy Pearce was going to have a career after this movie. I think they put a good enough job in this movie to have one.
They did Memento, which was good.
And then that's it. Okay, see you later, Guy Pearce.
One of their films has never really panned out for
Which them. I'm shocked at. Well, that's the way that goes. Yeah, it's an excellent movie.
All right, so let's go.
Unlike something
go
else.
I agree on a movie.
Direction to, dig, if you will.
A musical for Bob.
Only if you like Prince.
I love Prince.
Bob and... I don't know what, engaged in a kiss? The smell of their bodies sticks to me.
Can you, my darling, can you picture this dreaming you can't love of the Mandarin? Eating all the chicken fingers? Sorry.
I didn't have chicken fingers. Sorry. Okay. I tried a new thing they have.
Why do we scream at each other?
Yeah, a brand new thing, rap. Okay.
It sounds like when people squeal, squeal.
Said Bob, the musical man, the band that they made a musical, you've already seen it, Purple Rain.
I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint you on a musical for once in the entire 48 episodes we've done. I hated this.
Well, I think everybody does.
Well,
I love
Dave.
Purple Rain.
Here's a shout out to Dave. List. Dave, you know who you are. You would have loved this movie.
I went to see that
movie
at the movie theaters in 1982.
You saw this in theaters?
Yeah, when it came out.
Okay. You hated this, Bob? Why?
I did. I'm not a Prince fan. I'm sorry, Dave.
I'm a huge Prince fan. Uh-huh. I love Prince.
His music's okay, but he's not an actor.
This album,
he should have never done acting.
Oh, this whole movie.
He stinks as an actor.
Oh, he's not a great actor. He's okay. He looks cool. He's,
this was basically a commercial to promote his.
No, that didn't bug me. I just thought this movie was dumb.
You know who was flipping awesome in this film?
Clarence Williams III.
Lawrence Day and The Time.
Yeah, I know. He was good. It's the only one I like.
The Time are awesome in this film. And every Time song that's performed on stage has got life and energy and fun.
Morris Day and The Time. Why do you think Kevin Smith is such a big fan?
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I thought Morris Day was fun. I just saw Apollonia. What was the highlight? Seeing her boobs? Like, is that why I'm watching this movie? Because she stunk.
Yeah.
And Prince is becoming like, I don't want to become like my father. Well, you have.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty much is his father, and that's what he's trying to avoid.
The movie's pretty lame, but the music is good.
The music is awesome, but I can play the CD.
The music is okay.
Can I just play the CD with a pen at Playboy?
I
get the same highlight?
I think it's an important film for music in that time.
How is it an important film for music?
I don't know. To me, it predates like things like Flashdance and things like that, where the music video movie.
But, if we take the soundtrack out of this movie, which I don't know if you can, and then kind of look at just the plot. Was there a point to the plot?
Weak. It's held together with a house of cards, but I still enjoy it.
I think the music's great, but I can't watch this ever again.
Mm-hmm.
You own this thing?
Yeah.
On Blu-ray, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
With the extras?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to hear the music in 5.1.
Put the CD on. It'd be half, one third of the price, or maybe quarter of the price.
No, it wasn't that expensive. It was like a $20 Blu-ray.
No, that's too much.
I liked it. I'm happy to have it in my collection.
Well, you're mistaken, my friend.
No.
I wouldn't say it's mistaken.
I know another year I'll find one of your bins in the show somewhere.
Okay.
For $5 when you finally wake up.
You guys didn't like it. You liked the music, but you didn't like the
movie. Bob doesn't even like the music. Purple rain.
Actually, purple I can't always say I didn't like the music. I'm gonna have to.
Bob's gonna be the ninth. You only have to have three acts, and they have four. Bob's gonna be the fourth.
Met Bob sitting in the lobby of.
Bob, how did you not? Did you finally watch a Papa Luza?
You know what? I tried. I kept stopping.
Well, stop going to Nutbuster. Try some Netflix or streaming.
You know what? This was not Nutbuster. This was a Simon special.
Appaloosa is the movie.
Well, it worked fine when I watched it.
Directed and starring.
Well, I have two copies, so maybe I'll try to watch the second one.
I actually bought an actual copy and watched an actual copy.
Actual copy of an actual movie! What a surprise.
I can't help what people give me.
Give you?
You know what, though? I don't remember this movie
at
all. It's been so long.
Ed Harris goes to the town to clean it up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then he falls in love with Renee Zellweger.
Jeremy Irons is the villain, and
Vigo
is his right-hand man.
That's right. We've seen the story.
And he has to go off with Renee. And
then the end, doesn't Vigo go off with Renee?
I don't know. I think...
Bob, you can't remember. Who cares?
I remember if it stops.
Discover Renee Zellweger. We know it's crap right there alone. And then, I mean, it's Vigo. I like Ed Harris.
Vigo?
But I don't
need Vigo.
I don't want lots of Ed Harris. I want little Ed Harris. Just a little. He can't carry a movie.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem with these Western movies.
Is
they're like,
is he directing it?
We're gonna do a Western movie, and I'm gonna be the star. I'm like, oh, Ed, you still talking? Sorry, buddy. I'm really sorry. I was listening.
You know what? I remember kind of liking this, but not loving it.
No, you can't love this movie. nothing happens until the end.
That's just character.
It's one of those characters, but that's the problem with most Western movies. That nothing happens till the end. There are good Westerns. Wild Bunch.
And My Jersey West.
I've never seen that.
Never seen it.
But what I'm just saying is there's no point.
We got lots of Westerns.
Like, who's competing for Renee Zellweger? There's my biggest issue alone. She's not attractive.
Okay.
And this movie sucks. I don't want to talk about it. It's boring.
All right. Then I'm not
Why is it boring? Because they're in a stupid Western town waiting for the big ending. And to get to the end, it's like a two-minute shootout. And then he goes back to his house and plays Happy House with Renee Zellweger. Who cares?
And on that note, episode 48 comes to a close.
Are we done yet?
Who cares?
And if they make it,
Bob Simon makes us watch it and review it, even if it's a musical.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern who wants to watch a musical.
Yeah, maybe right. Purple Rain.
No, yeah. What's that? Street Dance.